This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdal. Here's a phrase you don't hear every day, user-friendly piracy. The idea that getting your hands on content for free, yes, as in stealing it, shouldn't be hard. Popcorn Time is the most recent example. It's not even an officially sanctioned iPhone app, but just 2 months after it's launched, it's been downloaded more than a million times. Sam Harnett explains why it's so darn hard to stop.
All right, I'm gonna do it. Here it is. I've got Popcorn Time loaded up. Okay, it's got all these movies and TV shows. Oh, like Game of Thrones. I can finally find out what the deal is with the Red Wedding, just with one little click.
Don't do it. It's wrong to take something that's not yours.
It is illegal, says lawyer Michael Schlesinger. He works for the International Intellectual Property Alliance. The trade group tries to shut down apps like Popcorn Time.
Well, it's often called a game of whack-a-mole.
Popcorn Time is an especially hard mole to whack. It's run with, quote, love by a bunch of geeks from all around the world. This guy in Canada, Robert English, claims to be one of those geeks. I tracked him down via his Twitter account. English downplays the importance of Popcorn Time.
The content's already out there, for the most part.
English has been quoted all over the place. Bloomberg.com, Canada's Financial Post, The Atlantic. He says Popcorn Time isn't the first and won't be the last streaming site out there.
We don't add anything new, so for the most part, I don't think we make much of a difference.
Well, one big difference between Popcorn Time and other pirate sites is that even if it is shut down, it can quickly pop back up again. You see, the program is open source. That means the code is public. Anyone who downloads it can modify the code and become the author of their own version. English says he thinks what they're doing is legal, and he's not worried about people streaming stuff for free.
I'm sure piracy hurts everybody, but I'm sure everybody still makes quite a bit of money.
This is a pretty common sentiment for people born any time after, say, the early 80s. It's the internet, you know, where things should be free.
I'm 29. We're like the Napster generation, I guess.
That's millennial Michael Krinsky.
We just expect things to be available online, anything we're looking for.
Krinsky runs a blog all about how to stream content for free. Most of his readers are under 30.
They have the money, but they don't want to give money to these companies that are still in this old school distribution model.
What's really scary for the movie industry and streaming sites like Netflix is that Popcorn Time is sleek and user-friendly. You aren't poking around some back alley of the internet, fending off viruses. It has big pictures of movies and a nice design. It looks, well, kind of like Netflix. And it's got tons of new movies, some still in theaters.
Are you saying the whole San Andreas fault might go off?
Everybody down!
So what are the repercussions for illegally streaming a movie like San Andreas Quake?
Well, certainly the copyright infringement police aren't going to come and get you.
That's lawyer Joe Gratz. He says sometimes the movie and TV industry does send threatening letters. And Gratz says a few people have been caught and had to pay settlements. Hundreds, even thousands of dollars. But it's a lot of work to track down illegal streamers. And apps like Popcorn Time are working on ways to anonymize users, making them even harder to track. Kate Bedingfield says the reality is there will always be pirates.
I don't think anybody thinks that we're ever going to eliminate piracy entirely.
Bedingfield's with the Motion Picture Association of America. She says right now the industry is focusing on improving its streaming services. That's why it supports WhereToWatch.com. The site tells you where to stream movies legally.
There are over 400 legal options in the United States now.
But the competition's stiff. They've got to be better than free. And out on the seven seas of the internet, that's a pretty hard pricing model to beat. In San Francisco, I'm Sam Harnett for Marketplace.